listening to Fritz and Friends on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com, along with Mark Price producing this evening. Joining me on the phone now, pollster Bernie Porn with Epic MRA. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing dandy. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing awfully well. I always love your sunny personality on the phone. I appreciate that, Bernie.
Well, I try.
You try and you do very well. I appreciate it. New poll out that was taken May 9th through the 11th. And when we spoke last, the last poll that we had discussed with some numbers, Bin Laden, the death of Bin Laden hadn't been factored in, wasn't part of it because it hadn't happened quite yet. Nice bump for President Obama with that news.
Oh, it was, I think, a profound bump for him, although consistent with what had happened, I think, nationally. He went from 49% in terms of his personal favorability, that's what people think of him as a person. 49% had an unfavorable opinion of him, 44% a favorable opinion prior to the raid to kill Bin Laden. And then after the Bin Laden story sunk in, he has a favorable opinion of 53% with 40% unfavorable. And that is a significant jump. And his job rating jumped as well. To 49%, and it had been 38% positive and 61% negative, and now it's 49 positive, 50 negative, so that is a significant jump, 11 points. However, he still has problems in terms of how he's rated on some jobs, like addressing the federal budget deficit. He has a 72% negative job rating there. A 66% negative job rating on handling the economy and 59% negative on making health care more accessible. Foreign affairs area, that's where he does have a positive rating of 50 to 47, and also on the waging the war in Afghanistan. So this gave him a bump in those areas, but
Not domestically.
The domestic issues are going to continue to be a problem for him, and those are the things that probably, when push comes to shove in the election, that will be the thing that will drive how voters decide who they're going to support for the next president.
Do results like this, the bump that we're talking about in terms of internationally versus domestically, are these temporary bumps historically? I mean, as you said, when it comes to election time, will this be somewhat forgotten?
I think it will probably fade. It has started to fade on a national level a little already, although he did have a bump up in some of the polling that I've been looking at nationally. It dropped, and then it went back up a little bit. In Michigan, I think that he has somewhat of a greater problem because of the higher price of gasoline, and there's, I think, a more negative view of the economy. But when you have had a recession nationally and here in Michigan for the past 10 years, that really kind of drives how people are going to vote. And when people are happy and satisfied with the economy and things are going well and they're feeling optimistic, that's when they look at foreign affairs. But this was a great bump for him. It showed that that is an area in terms of foreign affairs and dealing with the military that will be more difficult for his opponents to attack him on in the future. But it's still not the thing that's going to drive how people are going to decide who the next president is.
Well, and I love the detail that your surveys go into, and one of the sections talked about whether people felt more patriotic after the attack, and again, large numbers.
Yes, 43% said that they felt more patriotic, only 2% less patriotic, 53% said it didn't really affect them one way or another, and that is pretty consistent in terms of how the partisan folks felt about him, Democrats, Independents, Republican. The one thing that surprised me is when we asked another question, and that is, who do you give credit to?
Yes.
And 50% of all respondents said they gave credit to President Barack Obama. 22% gave more credit to George W. Bush.
Yep.
15% both equally, and 13% were unsure. However, the partisan divide is just really great because of among Democrats, 78% say it was Obama. Independents give more credit to Obama, 44-19, with 18% saying both. But among Republicans, it was kind of surprising to see that 42% gave more credit to Bush, with 23% saying more credit to Obama. So that's kind of, I think, one of the big surprises that came out of the survey.
And one of, staying with politics, Debbie Stabenow, Senator Debbie Stabenow, some interesting numbers with for her as well that have changed a little bit. And with you know, elections coming up before we know it, those are kind of interesting. It leaves her a little bit vulnerable, and yet there are a lot of folks that aren't willing to run against her.
Well, yeah, and that part of the reason is she's got $3 million in the bank ready to campaign.
That's a big reason.
That's a real big reason because that's hard to match. And if there's not, as Terry Lynn Land suggested, a commitment from the National Republican Party to commit money to the state, if that isn't there, that may be part of the reason why some candidates are hesitating in terms of jumping in. But the numbers for Stabenow actually improved since the last time we tested her. She was 43 on personal favorability, 43 favorable, 35 unfavorable in the previous survey. That has now jumped up to 47%, and her unfavorables have dropped down to 29. And her job rating, although it's still negative at 43% negative, 41% positive, that is an improvement, significantly so, since the last time we tested it, which was 50% negative and 42% positive.
Well, I find these numbers fascinating. We're down to about a minute, and it's unfair of me to ask you, but Governor Rick Schneider, his job rating does continue to slip.
Yeah, and it's on the positive end, and believe it or not, it was in looking at the demographic breakouts, Republican women seem to have slipped away from him more. Once the budget and tax proposals settled in, they dropped by about 11 points. Republican men remained about the same. Independent voters dropped by about 4 or 5 points, but he still has a 60% negative job rating, and a lot's going to depend on what happens in terms of jobs, because I think it is entirely possible it could get worse, because there's going to be, I think, a potential of more jobs lost in the short term because of the budget cuts than there will be jobs gained by any tax policy.
Well, and of course, as we discover with these amazing polls and surveys that you do, it can all turn around with a couple of different events.
That's right. Events change the way people think about things.
They sure do. Bernie, as always, I thank you for coming on. I love having you on, and I'm fascinated by the numbers and how it all works. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Bernie Porna, pollster with Epic MRA. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.